It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Always a treat when our next guest joins us. Brought to you by BetDSI.com. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Super Bowl champion coach. What some people believe was the greatest defense ever assembled and one of the great cast of characters, the 1985 Bears. And Mike Ditka joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Coach, great to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Do you remember, you did have some characters and a bunch of personalities. You and I have discussed this in the past. Do you remember what you told your team prior to boarding that plane to go to New Orleans that week?
Well, I really told them in the meeting, this is going to be maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which it turned out to be. So I said, you got plenty of time in your life to go down and party, do whatever you want to do. I said, we're going to go to New Orleans. You have one night out. The rest of the night, the rest of the time, I'd let you in. And you know what? They pleased themselves, Sean. They pleased themselves. We had great leadership on that team with Singletary, Bencic, and Peyton, and Sui. I mean, there were so many guys who were leaders. And the guys really didn't. I think they grasped what the gravity of the situation was. Those opportunities don't come along very often, and when one comes along, you don't want to screw it up because you went out and spent two nights out messing around. But they were good. Our group was good. I think we had a very focused group, and hell, we had a defense. It didn't matter what we did offensively; our defense was really good.
Yeah, that was well. The performance on the field showed that you guys were ready to play. It was utter dominance over Tony Eason and the New England Patriots, Coach. And you mentioned about policing, you let the players police themselves. We don't hear that enough these days. It's a different world we live in. But you did trust your team enough to allow those Walter Paytons of the world, and even though Jimmy Mack was a beat to a different drum, or Van Horn, this entire group, they did make sure that this was a business trip, not just made for fun.
Yeah, we had great leadership on the football team. We really did. I mean, I had Colbert playing left tackle, and I believe he was a rookie at that time. He was terrific. I mean, Bencic in the secondary, Singletary in the linebackers, Otis, Wilmer, I mean, all the guys, Dan Hampton, I mean, McMichael, Dan, I mean, they were all, listen, when we went down there, we had one thing on our mind, that was trying to win a football game. It'd been a long, long time since the Bears won a championship. And we had the opportunity, and we took advantage of it, and only because of the players, really. It had nothing to do with the coaching or buddy or the way we played defense or what we called on offense. The players made it happen.
Coach, that's interesting. My next question was about game plans, and you talked about it, and I think you should probably give yourself a little more credit because you guys had a great game plan, but it does come down to execution on the field regardless of game plan. And so that whole year, you guys, that 46 defense, the domination player from Dent and Mack on offense and the receiver, I mean, everybody knew their role. And you dominated on defense, but did you change anything for the Patriots and say we got to stop this, or was this the same game plan from week one that it was in week 19?
Buddy would not change anything. Buddy was going to do what he wanted to do, and there were times when I said, Buddy, the game's over. We want it. Quit blitzing them. Nope, he kept blitzing them. First of all, you got to understand what the Bear defense was. It was a 4-5, basically.
Right.
You didn't know where people were coming from, so that was the hard thing to block. It was very hard to get a blocking scheme down on it. And plus, on top of that, the guys were really good athletes. I mean, they played the defense well. I never had a problem with that. I mean, I thought, wow. I mean, if he can do what he wants to with that defense. Now, I'll say one thing now. That year we lost one football game. We lost to the Miami Dolphins, and we lost for a simple reason. That Don Shula understood what he had to do with that defense. Everybody thought you had to bunch people up and try to block it. No, you had to spread people open. So they went with a three receiver set to start off the game. We got a linebacker covering a slot guy. Nate Moore and those guys had a field day. And Reno, it was a great game plan. He understood. You don't bunch people up and try to block it. You spread people out so you can know who's coming. You can account for the people who are coming and who's not coming. And they did a good job with it, and they ended up beating us.
And then you had number 13 in Miami, who was pretty good getting the ball out of his hand, and Dan Marino. So that was the perfect game plan against such a dominant defense for you guys.
Well, they had a great game plan, a great coach, great quarterback, good receivers. I mean, there was a lot of good things. I mean, I think the one thing, you know, you never like to lose, Sean, but I think that loss really made us refocus. And we became a better team the last part of the season.
Right. The great Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports. Coach, you know, coaches always, they think, okay, is my team ready? You get a feel for your team. You go out to pregame warm-up. You still wonder. You think they're ready. I mean, I think every coach and player goes through that and says, have I done everything I need to do, and is my team feeling it today? At what point in time did you know that that ball game was going to be a butt-kicking, or you knew your team was ready?
Well, I knew our team was ready. I didn't know it would be a butt-kicking like that. But, you know, the night before, I went into the meeting and I said, listen, we've talked about everything. Talk about now. I mean, I'm not going to keep the whole team. If Buddy wants to keep the defense, he can keep the defense. And I let it. So I said, we're ready to play the game right now. So the offense left. Buddy stayed with the defense, and that's when he told him he was going to leave after the game. And you know, it was pretty emotional for them, and because they were, you know, they were attached to Buddy. Buddy was a great coach, but he those guys loved him, and all that mattered. I mean, really. So when they went out there, they just didn't take any prisoners. I mean, I was on the sideline. I go, I'm going like, hey, slow down. I mean, they were beating them up pretty good. And offensively, we had a pretty good offense. People never gave us the credit that it deserved, but you know, we had a great offensive line. We had the great Walter Payton, Matt Sui, where Jimmy Mack was. He's the best guy in the world for us. You know, our receivers, Galt, Dorsen, you know, we had a couple of tight ends, but we got the job done. You know, it was nothing fancy. We got it done.
Okay, Coach, I know how much respect you have for great quarterback play and winners. Tom Brady's in his 8th Super Bowl, which is hard for me to fathom, going after his 6th win. I imagine this Patriot team would be different than the one you faced with Brady if it was Tony Eason. No disrespect to Tony. If you were coming into this game with all the football you've seen, how do you defend? What do you do to Brady? This guy's unbelievable.
If you don't put pressure, you've got no chance. Now, how do you do that? You know, they're the best. Bill has done an outstanding job. They're so well coached. Brady is. I don't know if it's a fair statement to say the best of all time, but if you really look at everything he's achieved. I don't know how you can say anybody else is any better. I mean, I played against Unitas. I played against a lot of guys that were fantastic football players that are in the Hall of Fame. But I'm just saying, when you look at what he's done, and it's not been the same cast either, Sean.
Right.
It changed. You know, well, what do they have? You know, if you ask somebody to name five other players besides the first six guys, they might have a hard time doing it. But they play well as a team. They do everything they got to do. I mean, it's pretty interesting to me. What Bill's done is it's fantastic, really.
Coach, does and you've always been opinionated, does the choke factor exist in games like this? Nobody wants to hear that as a player. But does this game turn you into a Super Bowl if you haven't been there? Could we see that a player that the moment the stage is just too big for them and they can't handle it? Will that happen this Sunday to somebody on either roster?
I don't. So I really don't. You know, I'm not. First of all, I've said all this I can say about the Patriots. Great football team, great order. The Eagles got a chance.
Yep.
The Eagles, they know they've got a chance, but they got to play a certain type of football. They've got to be able to put some pressure on Brady. They can't give him all day to throw, and they got to be able to cover. Now, if they can do that, I think their offense will hold up. I think they can do some good things offensively. They will use. Be better if they had the other quarterback, but this kid's not bad. So I mean, I look at him and I don't know what they're going to do, but if I would come out there, I would open the game with a lot of running and play action, and I'd see if I could kind of loosen up the patch. But that's only me. That's the way I think.
Hey, Coach. Well, I'd say your resume says you're entitled to that great opinion. Let me ask you this: if with the backup quarterback, the tendency is going to want to be, and it hasn't been for the Eagles because they have had a hell of a season. is if you get the lead, to play it safe and play not to lose. Hasn't the movie told us you can't do that against Brady? You've got to be aggressive the entire time.
Exactly. You really do, Sean. If you take your foot off the gas, you're going to get in trouble. So if you get up on him, you better stay up on him, and you better keep trying to score. Don't sit on it. Don't think, well, we got a 10-point lead or a 14-point lead, because they can come back and score 21 in the fourth quarter and whip you. I can't tell you how impressed I am with what the Patriots have achieved. And the Eagles, listen, they've done a great job of coaching that football team, yep, too. I mean, that's a very solid football team. But, I'm not a betting man. I don't know. I know that somebody said the line's 5.5 or something, but it's just hard for, people who bet football are no dummies. I mean, and they set odds, so they realize they make somebody a 5.5-point favorite in a Super Bowl. That's pretty big.
Well, you do bet a dollar or two at bobblehead, don't you, playing golf?
Playing gin better. My golf game is so horrible now, I have to do a bet at golf.
I'm not buying it. I think you're probably sandbagging. I know you can still play.
I play so, and well, I do so right. I do what we were playing for. Somebody came out mad at me, $80. I said, you won. I said, oh, boy, that's good. I said, you guys stink.
There you go. Well, Coach, pick me a winner with this spread. I mean, who do you like in the game?
I would never. I don't have. I really don't. I don't know, but it would be hard for me. I think I'm still sane. I'm getting old now, but I'm not sure how. I'd have to go with the Pats.
Yeah, no, you're sure as heck not old, and I'll tell you what, I want you on my squad anytime. He can still bring. Oh, by the way, as we let you go, how's the steakhouse? Everything going well in Chicago?
Yeah, the restaurant. We have, of course, three in Chicago, one in Pittsburgh. There's actually two in Pittsburgh, and that's it. Three in Chicago, two in Pittsburgh, and they're doing well. They're doing well. Our food's good.
Well, when I get to Chicago, I'm going to eat a steak and put it on your bill. Is that okay?
No, I will buy it for you.
There you go.
I will buy it.
I miss you, Coach. I love you. I've always appreciated you coming on, and let's do it again soon and enjoy Super Bowl week, my friend. Tell your good wife hello.
Right. God bless, Father.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's the great Mike Ditka, and he's as good as it gets, man. I'm telling you, he's as tough as 100-year-old leather, too. If you walk into an alley and you got a bunch of dudes that are going to be on the other end, you know who you want on your side? That guy. It may not look like he moves like he can, but that's a tough, tough guy. And I just love his opinion, man. And when he had that defense, he knew from the opening kickoff that football game was done. After about one series, when the quarterback's eyes go right to that pass rush, he's like, oh, I don't want any part of that. No offense to Tony Eason. There's a whole lot of people who did that. The only one who didn't was number 13 in Miami, because he spread them out and got the ball out about as fast as you can get it in the blink of an eye. Coach,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
85 Bears versus New England today.
Would be the greatest matchup possibly of a defense versus a quarterback in NFL history.
Bears win.
Oof.
The Bears.
I don't know about that. It'd be close.
I know I do. I look at what
that
Marino
defense
did.
Is tough.
Here's the problem, though. Is the other side of the ball. Yeah. Is that they weren't, and Matt, I mean, we'll try to get Jimmy Mack on this week, too, to talk about it. But, and Mack will take his team. I'll tell you what, in an alley fight, that would have been fun, too, because they had some tough
85
dudes in Chicago.
Though.
Yeah.
85 rules.
Well, that's the thing. It's tough to compare eras. Yes. Like, the Bears were more dominant in their era than this Patriots team.
I can tell you this. One thing Brady would take in the game, a whole bunch of hits.
Oh, I know.
I don't think Mike Ditka wants that one, and Buddy Ryan, and I don't think Tom Brady wants to deal with the 86 Bears defense. It's a heck of a question, though. We're coming back. We will. Are you got any diaries for us?
I always write in my diary.
Will Fabrizio be in the diary?
No, enough of my music teacher, man.
Will your elementary school basketball career be in the diary?
No, it wasn't good enough.
Maybe next week?
I didn't get cut from that team.
I'd like you to include you in one of them. Self-promote at some point. Maybe next week?
Sure.
Okay.
Brian Baird, over underrated or properly rated?
I'm still investigating Fabrizio. Nothing's come up. Nothing's broke.
All I do is this, Eggs.
Yeah, he supposedly has a friend that...
Uh-huh, sure he does.
You saw the text message. Confirm the name.
I didn't see it.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
I'll only believe moms.
You sent that to yourself. I know you did. And yeah. Hey, we're coming back. We got basketball Brian's basketball diaries next. You brushed up on your NBA and high school and Bishop Fenwick stuff. That's next right here on BN Sports.